Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's happening with the Pleasantville Clinic, part of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics? Let's go in depth with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Todd Chambers with McKay Insurance, and Tony Aylesworth, superintendent of the Pleasantville Schools. So Kevin, what's the status of the Pleasantville Clinic?
Keep marching forward. Just to kind of recap where we're at, the Pleasantville Clinic has been part of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics family for many years. It's the outlying clinic that the Knoxville Hospital is a private, not-for-profit organization owns. So we literally own that clinic in Pleasantville. We had an awesome opportunity to expand those services when People's Bank decided to move out a new bank out by the four-lane highway. And so we approached them about considering donating the old downtown bank to the Knoxville Hospital so that we could expand services down there. And that's the only way that we can do it because of certain CMS regulations. We can't just uproot and move the building. So we need to remain at that location. So the only way for us to expand was to inherit the People's Bank building. So everything just kind of fell in place for us to be able to do that. And so we worked with CMS, which is the folks that run Medicare, to ensure that we were following all their processes and rules that they have around being able to expand into that new banking space. So that was the first step that we had to do. And we just recently received approval to do that. So now it's kind of full steam ahead of being able to kind of line up exactly what would the layout of the building look like and begin to have conversations with contractors and get pricing on the project. So the generosity of McKay Insurance was pretty timely. So that was, it's a good kickstart to what we're trying to do.
So why did McKay Insurance Company decide to commit to the Pleasantville Clinic?
Well, I feel pretty strongly about hospitals and clinics in rural areas. I feel it's important to build a community. I think that you need to have a strong hospital, you need to have a strong school system, and those are the basis of a strong community. And we do a lot of business in Pleasantville. We appreciate the clients that we have in Pleasantville, and we like to give back to the communities that we serve. And so just felt this was a great opportunity to try and help the Knoxville Hospital get renovation done and new medical improvements into the Pleasantville Clinic.
Well, and it's a mutually beneficial thing in the sense that all good businesses contribute to the community, because as the community grows and prospers, so does the business, all of them.
Absolutely. I think that we all have to work harder and better together. I recently spoke with Mr. Dursky at the Pleasantville Chamber and talking about some different ways that we can maybe partner together and bring some other opportunities into the community, because I really feel that it's a great town and they got a lot of cool stuff going for them, and I think we can continue to partner and work together there.
Off the top of your head, do you know how long there's been a clinic in Pleasantville for the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics?
We've been there right around 20 years. We've been there a good long time. One of the things that that as we went into this project, while the Knoxville Hospital is the owner of the building, one of the things that we work at really hard is, much like ourselves here in Knoxville, we like to make decisions rooted in what's in the best interest of the folks that we serve. And so by extension with our clinics and being able to put together community groups, we want the Pleasantville Clinic to have a tremendous amount of input from the folks who seek services out of Pleasantville. And so we like to think that each community has its own unique identity, and we want to support that the very best that we can. So this Pleasantville Clinic needs to have lots of input from the folks from Pleasantville. In actuality, it just needs to be a Pleasantville clinic. And we're kind of the support mechanism behind the scenes, and we really like being a part of that. Pleasantville not only has been a part of our local family for many, many years, it truly is a special community. If you look at the school system that's there, you look at the economic development that's been happening in Pleasantville, you know, it's geographically blessed to be a nice, easy drive to Des Moines. You have a lot of professionals and young professionals that choose to live there and commute into Des Moines, a strong agricultural base in the area. It's a very special community, and we're just lucky to be a part of it.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Pleasantville Clinic with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Todd Chambers with McKay Insurance, and Tony Aylesworth, superintendent of the Pleasantville Schools. Well, and Tony, you're a member of the community group. I'm used to interviewing you about Pleasantville Schools, but you've got your fingers on just about everything. You know what's happening.
Yeah, I thought this was a really exciting opportunity when Kevin and his team first approached us about sitting on an advisory committee, just to partner with the Knoxville Hospitals and Clinics. They've been good partners with our community for a lot of years, and an opportunity to look at what our needs are as a community that's growing and thriving, and how the Knoxville Hospitals and Clinics can be a part of that. So it was my pleasure to look at that and study it, and look at an opportunity to repurpose a space that may have otherwise sat vacant. You know, keeping the town square and downtown vibrant is an important thing to Pleasantville. And so just all of this opportunity to help be a part of a solution that continues to see our community develop and grow has been great and flattering. And I really am appreciative, like Kevin, of the generous donation Todd and his team made from McKay Insurance. I think it's a great way to get the project kickstarted and really see something through here for Pleasantville that's going to serve us very well.
But it lets the community be a part. It's just not some business coming in and landing from,
correct,
you know, somewhere else. It's, you've got the involvement, you've got the information, you've got the local connections, maybe even some special insights into what the community needs. Was there any of that going on? Anything that you think that your team brought to the table that maybe helped influence some of the decisions?
I believe so. You know, we kind of came in with a blank slate other than we knew the space physically. I've appreciated the approach Kevin has taken, and you know, just a lot of open-ended questions about the needs of the community. And I think the vision moving forward is to continue to do that in different circles. And we've talked a lot about the different groups and community interest groups that our intentions are to start to talk with and listen to and meet with. And so I think we're just kind of the initial step here in terms of listening to the broader community's needs. And it's a fine balance of, I think Kevin and his team have a great vision for what this is going to be, but also listening to the needs of the community and kind of adjusting that where it's possible.
So when you're out and about and talking to people, and you're talking about the people of Pleasantville, and you're talking about the clinic and the expansion, all the exciting things happening, what are people telling you about it? What are they saying?
You know, a lot of it is based off of personal experience. You know, boy, I wish they had fill in the blank, x-ray. I wish they had a pharmacy. I wish they had opportunities for, you know, fill in it, but just about any medical need that there is out there. So, you know, there's been a kind of a small group that's met on a handful of occasions and listened to some of those broader community needs. But so far, the feedback has been fairly consistent. You know, I think the things that people have wanted to see, you know, I don't want to give away anything that I'm not supposed to at this point in the game, but I know that Kevin and their team has worked very hard to take that feedback, and when the time is right, I know that the news and the patrons of Pleasantville will be pretty excited with some of the ways that feedback has been taken in and listened to, and the plan has been, even in the short time I've been involved, adjusted based on what we're hearing out there.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you anticipate that?
Well, I was pretty hopeful. We had a pretty good group put together because the last thing that you want on a project like this is to make assumptions about what a community wants. There are uniqueness to each community, so it wasn't any major surprises, but to be able to have a group of people just to kind of acid test the different assumptions that you had, and you know, things that I thought might be a big deal, they thought, you know, that's not what folks are talking about. What they're talking about is x-rays. We're having local x-rays, and those are the kinds of things. Then it allowed me to have a really good kind of, you know, kind of bare bones conversation with a local group of being able to explain, you know, at some pretty significant levels of detail of how hard it is to take in kind of the situations we find ourselves in the financing of community health care, you know, the community hospitals, community clinics. The pressures, the economic pressures on healthcare right now are extreme. And it's extremely difficult to take a project like this and do it without philanthropic generosity like we've seen from the McKay Insurance Group. So those are the kinds of things that we want people talking about and for people to understand. I think people, a lot of times if you open you see your healthcare insurance premium that comes out of your paycheck, or you see a healthcare bill when you had a surgery up in Des Moines or anywhere else, sometimes people are like, how could this not be an extremely lucrative business that we find ourselves in with healthcare? But it's a very challenging time with the downward pressures of reimbursement, taking care of everybody that walks in through our doors, regardless of their ability to pay. Those are the kinds of things that we want to continue to carry out from a mission perspective, and generosity and community support is what makes it possible so we can have all the special things in a down the street from where you live, so you don't have to drive to Des Moines to get something that you should be able to find locally.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Pleasantville Clinic with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Todd Chambers with McKay Insurance, and Tony Aylesworth, superintendent of the Pleasantville Schools. Now, you said something interesting earlier, Todd, that you wanted to invest in the communities that McKay Insurance serves, and that's Pleasantville, other surrounding communities. And thinking about that, that's sort of an attitude I've noticed with a number of businesses in the county, that they look at where the employees are coming from and they invest in those communities. Do you hope that the investment by McKay Insurance will spur other businesses to do a similar kind of thing who have clientele in Pleasantville?
Absolutely. My hope for this would be that you're doing about 7 more interviews in the next couple weeks, because people wanted to piggyback on and said, yeah, we want to get behind this. We want to be part of the Pleasantville Clinic expansion. We want to invest in the community. And yeah, I see great growth potential for that community. And I think that it's going to start with partly with this. The school system's fantastic, and we get this remodel done and expansion of the clinic. I just think it's a great start for the community.
So, Kevin, we have a ribbon cutting planned tentatively. What are we looking at?
Well, everything is geared around when does People's Bank vacate. So their construction is on target. So they're looking at kind of an early spring, probably finish up of the project. And so once we know of a date where we're going to actually be able to take a possession of the property after they vacated it, we'll be working with People's Bank to create some sort of hand over the keys, ribbon cutting sort of celebration, because clearly none of this would have been possible from the very beginning without People's Bank getting on board and donating that building to this cause. And now what we're looking for is we can do the basics and to continue to provide the basic care, but we're looking to partner up like we did with McKay Insurance and be able to do those special things like bring in the very best of x-ray equipment and other laboratory testing equipment and make the spaces just nicer and just make it just very special for the community of Pleasantville.
All right, so you're planning more public outreach events as we approach?
Yeah, so what'll be interesting about this and kind of the fun part of a project like this is as we expand and have a bigger footprint in Pleasantville, it allows us to be even have a bigger impact on the community. So, and have more events and just be a more integral part. One of the things that we have coming up, which I don't think we've ever done before, but we have a golf outing on Friday, June 29th. We're going to have our first golf outing kind of as a foundation and fundraiser for the specific to the Pleasantville Clinic. We also like to thank and recognize not only the businesses and the private individuals that have the capacity. They've been blessed over their lives to have the resources to make large contributions, and those really are a cornerstone of making changes. But we're also really looking forward to working with people that just want to make a smaller contribution. We are a private organization, but we're a not-for-profit organization, so we do not have shareholders, but we like to think of we have stakeholders. And sometimes when we're doing fundraising, it's not so much fundraising as it is friend-raising. So we want to be not only a big business partner and to help to the economic side of Pleasantville, we want to be a part of the community.
And so the people of the community, even with small donations, will help, and they can say, hey, I helped make that happen.
Yeah, at every level, everybody has the capacity to give something, and it's when we have somebody that may make a smaller contribution, we recognize the special nature of that, because you don't know what personal situations are, and we find those to be a special contribution as well, because now they are invested in what we're doing.
One of the other reasons that I like to, that I feel strongly about supporting the hospital, both here in Knoxville and in Pleasantville, is just from a personal level, all of the care and compassion I've seen from the providers here that were given to my grandparents in the later years of their lives, that's invaluable. They could not have said better things about every nurse or doctor that they came across, and that's important to me.
Thanks to Kevin Kincaid, Todd Chambers, and Tony Aylesworth for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.